What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I am excited as we dive into this week's solo episode, and we really talk about the truth behind what is really holding you back. And we're going to look at this in one way specifically for your life. But what I would encourage you to do is go through this episode specifically a couple times and use it every time you go through it with a different area of your life. And you're really going to start to get clear on what are the things that are holding you back from achieving, whether it's the health you want, the career you want, the business you want. All right, we're going to get clear on all of that on today's episode. So before we dive in, I just want to encourage you to hit that subscribe button if you have not already, so you can join us on this show every single week. All right, so what we want to dive into today is what is the truth behind what's really holding you back in your life? And to give a little bit of context to where this conversation is coming from, is if you joined us for the podcast for a bit of time, you know that I am a speaker and a trainer for this gentleman named Tony Robbins, who you may have heard of. And one of the things that we talk a lot about in the training that I do is this idea of what is the difference that makes the difference, right? If you take, for example, two people, and they come from the same background, right? They grew up the same exact way. They were put through the same exact circumstances in their childhood. And as these two people get older, one person goes on to be extraordinarily successful, whether it's in their relationship, their health, their career, their business. And yet the other person falls apart, right? The other person never really figures it out, never really makes it. And what we look at a lot as I do the trainings I do with organizations is what's the difference that makes that difference, right? What's the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's a failure? What's the difference between someone who builds a business that does, you know, let's say $20,000 a year versus someone who builds a business that does $2 million a year? And it's really interesting when we start to uncover that there's different patterns, there's different habits, there's different things these people do, which ultimately are habits and patterns that create the difference. And so what we want to do today is we look at, in your life, really, what's the difference between success and failure in any area of your life? Where we want to start this off is I would like you to pick one area of your life that you want to get a little bit more clarity on today. And this area could just be something that, yeah, you want to get to that next level. Maybe it's an area in your life where you've been stuck, right? If this is some area of your life where you've been stuck, you can get a ton of clarity on today's episode. Or maybe it's another area of your life where you're going, you know what, I'm doing well in this area, but man, I know I have another level. I know I can do more, I can be more, and I can give more. All right, so pick one area. Again, you can come through the episode a second time and do it with a different area. But once you have this area of your life, I want you to take a quick inventory check, and I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel that you're really showing up in this area of your life? And to paint this scale for you a little bit, 1, we could say is like your least potential in this area of your life, right? You're frustrated in this area of your life. You're maybe a little pissed off. Maybe you're aggravated. You're not taking the actions. And you're definitely not getting the results that you want in this area. And you're not getting the results that you know you're capable of in this area, right? That's 1, your least potential. Then a 10 is you are doing so phenomenal, you have peaked in life, right? You will never have a better day in this area of your life other than today, right? 10 is your full potential. And as you go and rate yourself, just a key word for today, right, is be honest with yourself, right? This isn't a moment to stroke your ego. This isn't a moment to boast and brag. This is a moment to just ask yourself truthfully, honestly, vulnerably, and authentically, in comparison to what you really know you could do in this area of your life, where are you showing up on that scale of 1 to 10, All right. Now, once you get a number, what we want to start to ask next, now that we know where we're currently playing at, let's say for today's example, let's say that you are at a four for example's sake, right? In whatever area of your life you're looking at, you're going, okay, you know what? In my health or my career, my business, I feel that most consistently I'm showing up at a level four. So now that we know where you are, we want to start to look at, well, what are the things stopping you from getting to your level 10, right? And a really simple way we ask this is if you're showing up at a level four or below, right? Or three or seven or six, what's holding you back from getting to your level 10? Right? Why is it that you're showing up at a four rather than an eight or a nine or a 10? Right? What are some of the things holding you back from getting to that level 10 in this area of your life? And what I want you to do is, if you really want to get something out of today, I would encourage you to pull out a notepad or the note section on your phone and write some things down. And if you don't want to do that, you can simply make a mental note. But what I would encourage you to do is ask yourself, what are two or three things, at least two or three, that are really holding you back from getting to your 10, right? If we take your fitness, right? Could it be that maybe you feel like you don't have the time to exercise and that's why you're not achieving the goal? And that's one of the things, right? Maybe if, you know, we bring honesty and maybe you go, you know what? Sometimes I'm just lazy and that's part of it, right? That could be one thing. Let's say you're looking at your business, right? Maybe you say that, you know what? The reason I'm not doing and achieving the results I want is because I don't really have a clear vision, right, of where I'm going, or because I easily get distracted, right? Or maybe you're saying the reason I'm not there is honestly, Stu, I kind of procrastinate a lot, right? I'm always saying I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm always saying I'm going to start next week, right? Maybe that's one of them. Maybe it's perfectionism, right? That you're going, I really want to start a business or I really want to change careers, but I don't know the perfect way to do it. And so you never do anything because it's never going to be perfect, right? So maybe that's one of the things that's stopping you from getting to your 10 is maybe you have some perfection tendencies that are stopping you from taking the action you know you need to take. So regardless of what they are, I want you to, again, build a list of 3 to 5. And then once you have that list, I want you to ask yourself, what is the one thing on that list that if you were to eliminate this, everything in this area of your life would begin to change, right? It would be like the big domino that knocks down every other domino on that list. And what I see oftentimes from the groups that I work with is a lot of the time there's, when we build out a list, there's really honestly one thing that sits kind of as a silver lining through that list that if you were to knock one thing down, most of the time it starts to create a ripple effect, right? So ask yourself, what's the one thing on that list? And as you do this, my biggest tip to you, if you want to have a breakthrough today on today's podcast, is really just ask yourself and tell yourself to really just be honest with yourself, right? Like, what is really the thing that's holding you back from getting to your 10? And to share an example with you of what I mean, I was working with a client, and I reference this client all the time, a couple months ago. And we went through this process. It was more on a one-on-one basis. And what kept coming up for her, and to give you a little context, she was a full-time employee for a company, and she was in the process of transitioning to become a full-time entrepreneur, right? She had a business, and she was kind of in the stages of getting it off the ground. And, you know, as we started working through this and really just getting clear on, like, what are the things that are really holding her back from getting to her 10, one of the themes that continued to pop up in every conversation we had was that she would basically just keep saying, like, I don't have the time, right? I don't have the time to do some of the branding that I need to do. I don't have the time to, you know, start to set up some of the marketing things or build the website. And she had a lot of things she needed to do, but she just never really felt like she had the time. And so we kept digging in this, right? We kept searching in this and really starting to just look at, you know, is it really the time? Or is there something we need to dig deeper into that? And as we began to search and dig, what was so fascinating that we found out, and maybe you know where I'm going with this, but it's that she never really tried to find the time to work on her business. She never really tried to make the time to work on her business. And the most interesting, fascinating part is finally when she would have a time block in her day and she would have an hour to do the thing she needed to do. Let's say for example's sake, that one day it was working on her website, right? Finally, when she would have the hour to sit down at her computer, start working on her website, she would distract herself, right? She would all of a sudden go, you know what? I need to empty the dishwasher, or I need to clean this thing in the house, or you know what? I have to run this errand. And she would continuously, in the moments when she finally had time to do the thing that she needed to do, she would distract herself. And what we ended up uncovering is really the reason she would distract herself, right? A great question we asked is, why do you find it that you're always distracting yourself when it's time to finally do the thing that you know is required to do? And what came out of this question was fear, right? It was a fear of rejection, right? A fear of, what if she puts her business out into the world and it's rejected, right? What if she builds this website and her family start to see it and her friends start to see it and they start to judge her, right? What if she puts this time, effort, and energy and it doesn't even work out and she spent all this time doing it? And really what we started to uncover is there were a few pieces of fear that were really sitting behind, I don't have the time. So what I want you to ask yourself now that you've seen this example is, when you have found the one that's really holding you back from getting to your level 10, I want you to ask yourself, is that really the one, or is there something underneath that, right? If you said the thing that's holding you back is you're always distracted, is it true that you're always distracted, or is it that maybe you distract yourself because you're fearful that something might happen or not might not go the right way, right? Is there something underneath that? Or is it perfectionism and that you never really feel like you have the perfect vision, so you never really plant a flag in the ground for something to move towards, right? So really what you want to do here is, again, just look at the main one that you know is holding you back and ask yourself, is this it, or is it something underneath that? Now, once you know the big one, what we want to start to do is we really want to start to identify, what is this really, right? Let's say it's fear, right? What is fear really? And really what it is what we like to call BS, right? Now, BS can be identified as many different things. Some people would call it bullshit. What we like to call it is, it's a belief system, right? The belief system that's created the results you have in your life today, in your health, in your career, in your business. The results you have are because of the belief system that is holding you back, right? And the belief system, in this example, might be fear. Now, what we want to challenge you to do, and if it is fear, I would encourage you, go back to episode 304. We actually have all the information. We go into an in-depth episode about how do you really do something with fear? What is fear, right? How do we work through and use fear as leverage rather than being used by fear? So if you want to dive into all the juiciness of that, go to episode 304. Again, that's the one that's going to allow you to get clear on what you should do with fear. It's called Fear, What It Is, and How to Break Through It. All right, again, episode 304, we'll put it in the show notes for you. But ideally, once you know this one thing that's holding you back, my challenge to you is, over the next 7 days, when it begins to pop up, I want you to identify immediately, oh, that's my BS showing up, right? That's my bullshnikey, we could call it. Or you go, that's my belief system that has got me to the results that I have today. And what you want to begin to do is, you want to ask yourself, right, to get through this piece of BS, you want to ask yourself, what would someone do who has the goal that you desire, right? Let's say it's in your health, let's say it's in your business or your career. I want you to find someone that has a result that you want in that area. And what you'll begin to do now is, anytime that BS shows up in your life, let's say it's fear, right? You go to do this thing in business and you're a little fearful it may not work. And then what you begin to do to start unraveling yourself out of this BS is, anytime it shows up, you go, what would that person do in this situation, right? When the fear shows up, you say, what would the person who has the result, what would they do when this BS shows up? And then you act in accordance with their BS. So if you know that when fear shows up, the belief system of the person who has the result you want would step into the fear, right? Or would choose to do it now rather than procrastinate. That's what you want to begin to change, is start to adopt the belief system of the person who has the result that you want. Now, you may not be able to have an exact conversation with them and hear from their lips what the belief system is that they have, but you can at least begin to identify a rough idea of what the belief system is they have around your piece of BS. And then anytime it pops up, you go, whoa, 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 this is my BS showing up that's produced and created the results I have in my life. I need to take on Michael, Sarah, Christina, whoever has the results you want, I need to take on their belief system, which is XYZ. All right. And if you start doing that, you will begin to start seeing shifts in your life, in all areas of your life, immediately. All right. So that's the process, really, to uncover the truth behind what is really holding you back. And as I mentioned earlier, I would encourage you, go back through this episode 2 more times, another time, 3 more times, and go through this process again and again, but with different areas of your life. Maybe you just did it for business. Now do it for relationships, then do it for health. And when you really start to get clear on the things that are holding you back and start adopting new belief systems in place, you're going to start to see some results in your life transform. All right. So that is all we have for you today, my friend. As always, I want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode. If you enjoyed this, I would encourage you subscribe if you have not already. And if you have a friend that you know could benefit from this, that it's feeling stuck in their life, send them this episode. And I promise you, they're going to send you a message back saying thank you for sharing that short but sweet podcast episode with me. All right, my friend, that's all we have for you on this week's episode. Again, have a wonderful, incredible, unbelievable rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care.